Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Imer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Biv, a gata, which is Shirukomer Arba Amos, Bishus Harabim, which is covered for at least the length of 4 Amos in the public domain. So there's a gata which goes from the courtyard outwards into the public domain, and for at least 4 Amos of its length in the public domain, it is covered. So this is a very similar case to the previous case where you had a hole just outside of the courtyard. The gata is considered to be a sort of extension of the courtyard. It's not considered to be part of the public domain. However, the halachas here are slightly more strict than in the previous Mishnah. Because over here, the whole point of the gutter is so that the water will go and flow into the Rishus HaRabim. However, at least the first halacha is the same as in the previous Mishnah, since the gutter is 4x4 or amos, so the average amount of water, 2 sa'ah of water, which a household pours out in an average day, that will be absorbed by the area of 4x4 amos. So anyway, it's unlikely that the water will continue to flow into the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, Shochan and Sochan Mayimba Shabbos, one is allowed to pour water into the gutter on Shabbos. And this is permitted even if the water will end up flowing into the Rishus HaRabim. However, the Chachom are more strict in this case. The Chachom Omrim, the Chachom say, Afilu Gag Echot Tzimeo Amo. Even a roof or a courtyard which is 100 amos long, Lo Yishpech Al Pi Abiv, one is still not allowed to pour water into the gutter, even if the gutter is 100 amos long, it runs across the whole roof or the whole courtyard, you're still not allowed to pour water into there. Because since the gutter is made so that the water will flow out into the public domain, you're showing that your intention is to get water to go from the private domain into the public domain. And therefore, Lo Yishpech Al Pi Abiv, you're not allowed to pour the water into the gutter. However, what you are allowed to do is Avol Shofech Megag Legag, or some Mishnayos read Avol Shofech Hu Legag. You can pour water either from a roof to another roof, or it just means that you can pour water onto the roof of, let's say, one of the houses which open up into the courtyard, and then the water will flow from the roof, the water will go down into the gutter, and then from the gutter it will end up going through and possibly reaching the public domain. But since this is a step removed, and you've shown that really you would not mind if it stays in the gutter, you're not necessarily intending for it to go into the public domain. You pull it onto the roof, it's much less direct. So therefore, in that case, even the Chachomim agree that it is permitted. Alright, now the Mishnah ends off by a statement which refers more to the previous Mishnah, where we made a distinction between a courtyard which is at least 4x4 amos to a courtyard which is smaller than 4x4 amos. So the Mishnah says, Echotze v'ha'ach sadra, the courtyard and the porch area in front of the courtyard. This refers to an area which had sort of 4 poles and a roof. So it was sort of a room without any walls. There would often be such a structure at the entrance of a courtyard. So that area also, it's tarfin, it joins together with the courtyard, la arba amos, to make up an area of 4x4 amos, such that if together they make up at least 4x4 amos, one would be allowed to pour water into the courtyard, even without making a hole.